From across the street there came a thick, slobbering grunt. Bobby looked in that direction and saw that one of the Oldsmobile's tires had turned into a blackish-gray tentacle. It reached out, snared a cigarette wrapper, and pulled it back. A moment later, the tentacle was a tire again, but the cigarette wrapper was sticking out of it like something half-swallowed.
"Ready to come back, hoss?"
one of the low men asked Ted. He bent toward him, the folds of his yellow coat rustling stiffly, the red eye on the lapel staring.
"Ready to come back and do your duty?"
"I'll come," Ted replied, "but the boy stays here." More hands settled on Bobby, and something like a living branch caressed the nape of his neck. It set off that buzzing again, something that was both an alarm and a sickness. It rose into his head and hummed it like a hive. Within that lunatic hum he heard, first one bell tolling rapidly, then many. A world of bells in some terrible black night of hot hurricane winds. He supposed he was sensing, wherever the low men had come from, an alien place trillions of miles from Connecticut and his mother. Villages were burning under unknown constellations. People were screaming, and that touch on his neck, that awful touch. Bobby moaned and buried his head against Ted's chest again.
"He wants to be with you," an unspeakable voice crooned. "I think we'll bring him, Ted. He has no natural ability as a breaker, but still all things serve the king, you know." The unspeakable fingers caressed again.
"All things serve the beam," Ted said in a dry, correcting voice, his teacher's voice.
"Not for much longer," the low man said and laughed.
The sound of it loosened Bobby's bowels.
"Bring him,"
said another voice. It held a note of command. They did all sound sort of alike, but this was the one he had spoken to on the phone, Bobby was sure.
"No,"
Ted said. His hands tightened on Bobby's back. "He stays here."
"Who are you to give us orders?" the low man in charge asked. "How proud you have grown during your little time of freedom, Ted. How haughty. Yet soon you'll be back in the same room where you have spent so many years with the others, and if I say the boy comes, then the boy comes."